The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, all too often we hear the really bad and sickening news that a cyclist has been injured or sometimes killed by an HGV, and the driver says, "I simply didn't see the cyclist." London has come up with a solution, and Conor Faulkner has been looking at this whole issue as a cyclist himself, as well as a motorist. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Now, you've been looking at this issue because probably a disproportionate number of cyclists of the total killed are actually killed by HGVs.
Yeah, it's a horrific particular type of accident, and it tends to happen in cities, and it tends to involve HGVs turning left and a cyclist trapped inside them. And now, I recall there's a road safety campaigner called Neil Fox. You might well have heard him on the airways. Mm-hmm. His sister Donna was killed in an accident exactly like that in 2016. They happen in Ireland approximately once a year. The most recent one I can recall was in December of last year, and it's a very particular type of collision. Now,
and it's almost identical every time.
Almost
it's
identical.
It's the blind
every time.
Spot that even with the huge mirrors they tend to have, they simply can't see the cyclist.
Yeah, and you know, your obvious sympathy is for the cyclist who's a victim. But I mean, the driver of the HGV, you got to have some sympathy for him as well. It's very difficult in an urban environment, and if he is trying to turn left, often he'll take a little sweep at that. He'll move out a little bit to allow himself the turning circle. The cyclist coming up on the left thinks, oh, there's loads of space now, and can go for it. And as I say, it's a particular
they
type.
They get squeezed at that point.
They get squeezed at that point. And there are solutions. There are technological solutions, which are actually quite simple. I mean, years ago, we were campaigning for something as straightforward as a blind spot mirror. And yet, a lot of these HGVs just aren't fitted with them. I was saying to you just before we came on air, my old car is 10 years old. I can't park it in a parking space without it beeping and shrieking hysterically about the bollard behind me. And you're kind of going, calm down, I'm only parking. Mm. Surely to goodness, we can have those sorts of measures on modern HGVs.
What have they done in London?
Well, they haven't sort of changed manufacturing rules for HGVs, but they've said that if you want to transit through the City of London, you must have additional technological assistance to cover that blind spot. And that could be, it could be a camera sensor, could be a beeper warning sensor, but you must have that clear vision additional material, or they will not allow you to transit through London. And they're also looking at some of the major contracts. So for some of the major construction projects in London, for example, any of the contractors will have to have vehicles that are of that standard.
We will, I was going to say soon, it might not be soon, we'll embark on Metro, which will involve a huge amount of construction all across Dublin City, and therefore, you know, you have to use big trucks to get rid of spoil and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they will be traversing the city.
And there's no reason why we can't, as a term of the contract, put in a condition there and say, look, if you're servicing this site at all, you must have a vehicle that is, you know, modern safety standards. And what I'd say to vehicle manufacturers is, this isn't hard. This is not hard. And I remember 20 years and more ago when the European New Car Assessment Programme was set up, that's independent crash tests. AA were involved at the time, so I recall it well. And at that time, manufacturers didn't really care. There was a very easy crash test that you legally had to pass, and if they passed that, they didn't care. Along came Euro NCAP, provided independent assessments. Your car is good, your car is lousy, you need to fix this, this and this. Very quickly, the manufacturers got their act together. They improved safety systems because they realised they couldn't sell a car to a consumer unless it had a 5-star safety record. No such pressure on the trucks. So Euro NCAP has assessed some of these HGVs. The classic brands that you will know, like DAF, like MAN, like
Iveco,
Scania, and then the more familiar ones like Volvo and Mercedes. As a rule, they were really poor. Really poor on blind spot protection, scoring very poorly indeed. An exception actually is Volvo. They seem to carry their culture of safety across in passenger cars. But these are relatively easy fixes and I think need to be prescribed.
Well, what they're saying in the UK is that if they specify that you have to have one of these modern trucks with very good vision all around or with the technology, that people who buy a truck, they always think the day they buy is also the day they're thinking they'll be selling in 5 years' time. Second-hand value. If you don't have these safety things, There'll be no second-hand value because you won't be able to use your truck in all sorts of different locations.
Yeah, well, you might be road legal, but you know it will be a stipulation in many contracts, particularly public contracts, that if you want to service this contract, you have to have a fully modern vehicle. And as I say, to the manufacturers, this is not a huge ask. It was done with cars to tremendous success. I know people still complain, but if you look about the passive safety systems and active safety systems in modern cars, they're brilliant. They didn't bother doing it until consumer pressure insisted that I won't buy a car unless it's a five-star
car. If people want to imagine what a truck might look like with peripheral vision and so on, just think of the modern bus.
Yeah.
The bus driver is surrounded by glass. He's quite low down. He can see everything in front of the bus.
Yeah, and he faces the same challenge as the HGV driver. He too has to make arcing turns to the left. He's got to be very conscious of cyclists on the inside. He shares a bus lane with cyclists and the drivers are well trained. But the great advantage they have is the panoramic glass. And if you picture one of those classic trucks, here comes a truck. The driver is very high mounted and depending just on the design of the cab, there's some of the Volvos, for example, provide really good visibility just with the naked eye. Some of the other truck models are needlessly poor.
The question, I suppose, it's a compromise between the driver, for example, being safe himself. So they tend to be up above, out of harm's way, should a collision happen with the car. But that's not really the point.
It's a very rare event for a HGV driver to be so exposed. And you know, that's for obvious reasons. It's a big, large vehicle. You'd want a pretty unique set of circumstances, a head-on collision between two of these things or something of that ilk, or a brakes failure. But actually, on HGVs, the brakes are reversed. The brakes are default locked and it takes power to release them. And there's all sorts of safety mechanisms and stuff like that. But I think the message to manufacturers is, you know how to do this. It's easy. You haven't bothered because there's no marketing dividend from the HGV market. There's no pressure to do it. Whereas when it was a passenger car, collectively, the industry reacted like a scalded cat when it was pointed out how bad their product was.
I'm sure drivers of these HGVs would complain if the cab suddenly was dropped down so they're at the same level as a bus, because they have a great view over the traffic ahead when they're up above.
Which is quite a luxury, you know. It's like the SUV in a, you know, the driver of an SUV. I mean, he personally is having a grand view, like the fellow who's standing up in the cinema. But it's the consequences for everybody else around him. But look, we don't need to re-engineer trucks completely, because the technology is so good these days. Between cameras and radar and beepers and things of that ilk, as I say, can't park a domestic car in an ordinary parking spot without it shrieking at you. So why can't HGVs do the same thing?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.